I first noticed his inability to start making common sense when, during the drought, we had a very long period of dry weather. We were seemingly guaranteed no water to irrigate. He could see no future with that, and it got him down. That was before the dairy industry actually become too depressed. It was very hard to get him out of it. Once that happens, you need professional help, and that was how we got Greg to get help. Greg has to always keep on his proper treatment, and most of the time he's fine, you know.
So, Darryl, when you saw that change in behaviour, what did you do? Did you bring it up with him?
I tried to rationalise with him on what he was seeing as no hope. I said, you know, it'll all change, the drought will break, and we will eventually have plenty of water again. Fortunately, within about 6 months, it did break. We got flooding after that. You can never give up hope, and to be a farmer, you have to be an optimist. You have to be.
So you saw him give up hope. Is that how you realised that there was something very wrong?
That's right. That's how you can tell when depression has really taken hold of someone.
So when you reached that point, did you say to Greg, okay, I think you've got depression, let's get treated? How did that conversation go down?
I never ever said to him, I think you've got depression. I said to him, you need to go to your GP and take whatever he says you need to do it. Then the GP passed him on to a psychologist.
So Greg actually took that advice?
Yes, he did. I think he realised that he couldn't go on like that.
How did Greg's depression affect you and your family?
It was hard. I sort of could understand it better than my brother. He just couldn't see why on earth Greg wasn't doing what he's supposed to be doing. Whereas I could see that he had a problem. I have no expertise to help him other than try to rationalise, but it's a terrible disease. I think it's one of the worst things, and it's almost out of people's sight. They can't see it. A lot of people do not understand how somebody can suffer with such a thing.
Gee, the skies have really opened. They're pouring out here.
We really need that rain too, I can tell you. We've been suffering this year and last year.